I needed to distance my thoughts and mind. I needed to just forget. The pain felt too real, and for a time it served me well just to lay down and stare at the walls in between sleep. But just as the trees who battle boldly through the coldness of winter had once shed their leaves and exposed their bare branches, along comes the spring, and with the trees of spring, I began to rebuild my life. My home prospered from my new beginnings, and I removed the covering from the windows, the first light to come through these windows since I'd moved in, and I smiled as the light and warmth fell upon my skin. I started slowly venturing outside and exploring my surroundings. Everything felt fresh and new. I began seeing through my new eyes, my new life without her. I became a people watcher. I'd watch the comings and goings of life from my window. Opposite my flat was a funeral home, and next to it, a cemetery. The reason for my windows being covered. But now I watched with a new curiosity. I'd count the hearse. Had that person been more loved or missed from the amount of cars and people that arrived? The crying and misery on the faces of those standing around the graves, those were the hardest to bear. I'd feel the pain and at times force myself to stop watching. My chest ached. I swear my heart was breaking with each tear that fell. My thoughts soon turned to her, and I'd curl up on my bed and cry. Something about those funerals echoed the caller's question. What happens to our souls when we die? I thought about the options. Heaven and hell? No, that always seemed too silly, too strict. How about people once alive die and no longer exist? Really? What if they had had a hard life, a short life, or a miserable life, and then they died, and that was that? That seemed too cold for me to comprehend. I grieved for all those lives lost. I didn't like that idea. We become reincarnated. I'd like the idea that we could become someone else. Maybe, I thought, maybe we become something more interesting, according to how many good deeds we do, or maybe we become other people, or animals, or just things to teach us how to value our present life. I pondered these thoughts many days and nights, and began to consume books and discussions, documentaries, and every and any source I could find on the subjects of death and souls and afterlife. Such intensity that my own life was passing me by. I didn't even notice. Unbeknown to me, I had acquired a nickname at work. The Grim Reaper. Of course now, I see it all makes sense, because all I would talk about was death. Asking, what happens after death? Where do our souls go? What happens? My colleagues became weary of my presence. The face pulling and the rolling of their eyes. I'd see it from the corner of my eyes, but I'd ignore it. All I could think was perhaps my love could see me. Perhaps she was alive in another form. I became fixated on the idea. Then one day, for the first time in what had become 3 years since my love died, I noticed this new employee. She walked through the door, and her skirt swayed gently at her knees, like the sway of the tree I'd grown to adore next to my love's grave. And just like that, I didn't want to think about death anymore. She walked past me, and our eyes met. Her eyes were brown, deep brown, as were my love's eyes. A sign, I thought. She smiled at me. And I felt so warm, like the first light I allowed to enter my room when removing the covering from my windows. I breathed in and smelled the flowery perfume she was wearing that smelled like jasmine, just like the gardens by my love's grave.